Welcome to Press TV's Debate. I'm Marcy Hashemi. Not only is the United States saying it will move its embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, al-Quds, but now the Trump administration is saying it will do it on May the 14th. Now, Israelis call this day Independence Day. Palestinians call it the eve of the Nakba, or the day of the catastrophe. Stay with us as we take a look at the deteriorating situation in Jerusalem, al-Quds, on this debate.
Palestinians across the occupied territories have reacted to the official U.S. announcement to move its embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem al-Quds. The U.S. State Department said this will happen on May 14th. The announcement has drawn strong condemnation from the Palestinian resistance movement Hamas, as well as Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. Senior Hamas official Sami Abu Zuri described the U.S. move as, quote, a declaration of war against Palestinians. He added that Washington has to reconsider its decision. Meanwhile, a spokesperson for the Palestinian president has condemned the U.S. measure as unacceptable. Nabil Abu Reina warned that any unilateral move will be an obstacle to peace in the region. In a separate reaction, Secretary General of the Palestine Liberation Organization, Saeb Erekat, slammed the U.S. al-Quds decision, saying it indicates that the U.S. cannot and will not be part of the peace process.
American administration to choose the date of the Palestinian catastrophe, the Nakba, to move the embassy and to take this move in this expeditious fashion reflects total insensitivities to what goes on in this region, which reaffirms our position that the U.S. can no longer be part of the peace process.
Erekat further called the U.S. embassy move a blatantly provocative act against all Arabs, Muslims and Christians around the globe. Many believe the initial move by the U.S. president to relocate the U.S. embassy is a clear disrespect to all Palestinians.
Well, it seems that the American President Trump is treating the Palestinian people with complete contempt. The reality is, in his first few months in office, he postponed the move of the embassy like every other president did. But it seems that he's surrounded by a group of pro-Israeli advisors who are so supportive of Israel, so supportive of the settlement enterprise, who they themselves treat the Palestinians with contempt.
The U.S. announcement of the embassy relocation also drew condemnation from international organizations, including the Arab League. In a statement, the Arab League Secretary General Ahmed Aboulgeit described the U.S. decision as wrong and a dangerous chapter in a series of provocations. Some regional countries, already at odds with Washington, also reacted to the U.S. plan. Turkey called the opening of embassy in May, quote, extremely worrying, noting that it is a violation of international law and the United Nations Security Council resolutions. The U.S. decision to recognize al-Quds as Israel's capital and move the American embassy to the Holy City has dealt a heavy blow to the so-called two-state solution, which was supported by previous U.S. administrations. With the solution hanging in the balance now, tensions have been mounting in the Palestinian territories where